All right, Kerry Crowley is in transit in the Bay Area. He'll be back with us tomorrow. We start at 11 o'clock tomorrow. So Kerry enjoying himself, getting settled in the Bay Area, and then for the long season ahead for him, as he is the beat reporter for the San Jose Mercury News covering the Giants. All right, joining us now is Paul White. We love having Paul on, one of the senior sports writers at USA Today. Now he's sort of watching the game of baseball and still giving us his insight. And, Paul, a pleasure to have you with us as always. If it's the beginning of a season, if the season is starting, if it's the end of a season, it's the All-Star break, you are part of the show. We love talking ball with you.
Always one of my favorites, Marty. Great to be on.
Yeah, good. You're on with Bill and I tonight. And I guess the first thing to ask you is, you know, what do you think of the Giants? And, you know, Tatis's shoulder is pinched now, and we've got Lamet is an interesting pitcher, so to speak. What do you see about the Giants?
You know, I think they're going to be a pest for the rest of the league. You know, there's some things to like. I think they're still a little thin in a lot of areas. Pitching, which is going to be such a roll of the dice for every team everywhere this year, because nobody knows what to expect coming off the shortened season. You're going to need a lot of pitching depth. There's probably not enough there. They've got guys offensively that are going to drive you crazy. You know, they'll go on hot streaks. You know, Farhan's gone out and picked up a whole bunch of guys that it's somewhere along the way as they were coming through the minors in other systems, people say, oh, this guy's got a shot to be pretty darn good. You know, we saw it already with Yastrzemski, obviously. I think Dickerson's another guy like that. Some of the guys that have come out of the system, like Slater. Are they going to be stars? No, but they're good enough that they're going to bother people. And I think that they're a spoiler to me.
Hey, Paul, Bill Lasky here. You know, we're talking about speed now. Everybody wants to steal the base. Of course, AAA is going to enlarge the base. Why all of a sudden are we seeing teams stealing bases once again?
Because we haven't done it for a while, you know. It's like, what are we not doing? You know, what can we do that nobody else is going to do? You know, if you go back a decade or more, when Tampa Bay decided, you know, what are we going to do here to try to catch up to the rich teams in baseball? Tampa Bay decided, what can we leverage that other people can't do? And now that's the way everybody is in baseball. What can we do that we can be better at everybody else at this because they're not doing it? And we're back to speed again. And, you know, if we're not going to, you know, if the offense has become long ball or nothing because of the shifts and everything else, well, if you can find ways to get guys on base and steal a few bases, maybe that's a way for a team that's not quite as good as the others. You don't have six big boppers in your lineup. That's a way to leverage an advantage.
You know, it's funny, as we go through a season, and I know you're going to make predictions for us. You always do. It's always fun to follow them. But the chalk, the Dodgers, Padres, the chalk, everything's got to be going to be perfect. Kershaw's going to be great. Gavin Lux is going to make it. Turner's going to be okay. Machado's going to have a big year. It's not going to happen. Something's going to happen along the way. And you got the Rockies and Diamondbacks as well. So give me some thoughts on those teams and stuff that could go wrong for the chalk here.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't liked chalk since my elementary school teacher started using it. You know, it's like, so, you know, okay, it's hard to go against the Dodgers just because of the depth. They, you know, they can have a lot of things go wrong and find ways to make up for it. So it's hard for me to say, all right, it's going to just all fall apart. Beyond that, I could give you reasons for everybody. I mean, San Diego's proven nothing to us. You know, every year we anoint the team that did the most in the offseason as the team to beat. In the East, we're hearing all about the Mets. Okay, great. In the West, you're hearing all about the Padres. In the middle of the country, we're hearing all about the White Sox. And they've all done great, positive things. But they've got a lot to prove, a long way to go. We don't even know if they know how to win. And that's going to be a big thing for the Padres. And you know, I think this season, what we're going to find out is the teams with a lot of offense probably have a little bit more going for them than in a normal season, because you can't just say, oh, they've got a great pitching staff, there's no way they lose, because we don't know, as I mentioned before, we don't know what's going to happen with pitching. We don't know how many innings guys can pitch because they had a short season last year. We don't know how to manage guys. We're gonna get in the middle of the season, and teams are trying to be extra careful, monitor the innings, figure out how to stay away from the wear and tear. We're going to see injuries, and we're not going to know if that's related to the fact that a guy only pitched 50 innings last year. You know, we're going to have no idea, and neither are the teams. They're going to give you their best guess, but they have no clue. They're all going blind on this, and so are we.
We're speaking to Paul White here on Talking Baseball. I'm going to stick right with that same thought, Paul. Is there really that big of a division in the NL West where you have the Padres and Dodgers at 1 and 2, and then you see the Rockies, the Diamondbacks, and Giants? Is there that much of a difference here? Because I don't see it. I see the talent on the paper, but I don't see it where they're going to overwhelm the NL West.
No, not necessarily. For me, if there's any division, what we might end up seeing is the Rockies and everybody else in reverse order. That looks like a train wreck right now. And, you know, and unless some things happen in a hurry there, I mean, their pitching could be abominable. And you've got Trevor Story trying to figure out what's going on around him with Arenado gone. Is Charlie Blackmon on the downside? Probably. You know, they're hoping guys like C.J. Krohn can say, hey, it's Coors Field, I can hit a bunch of home runs. They could be a mess. But other than that, yeah. Okay, the Dodgers on paper are better. But that much better, no. As I said, I think the Padres should be good, but we don't know. And I don't think there's that big a gap to the Diamondbacks and the Giants. Diamondbacks and Giants, different kinds of teams. You know, on paper you're going to say they're mediocre, but I think they're both good enough to bother people. And if stuff starts to go wrong in San Diego or even L.A., yeah, then all of a sudden you find yourself in the race. Now, you know, does that translate to a playoff spot? Going to be tough. You're going to have to count on both the Dodgers and the Padres struggling. You know, could one? Sure. Could both? Probably not as likely.
But what about the Central? See, for me, the Central is the key. Because everyone's loving St. Louis, they're sort of conceding the division of St. Louis. You got the Cubs, I can't get a feel for them. The Reds get walloped every day down here. They give up runs like crazy. The Pirates, I can't even tell you who's on their team anymore. And the Brewers look like they're always around it. So what about the Central? Because a lot depends on the Central for the Giants. Because I agree with you, in the West, you've got the big two, and you've got the bottom two. And the Giants are the third team, but they have an idea. They have a plan, and that's what I like. So let's take me through the Central a little bit, because I think that's going to be the key.
Well, I think the key in the Central is how bad are Pittsburgh and maybe Cincinnati compared to how bad is Colorado and maybe Arizona in the West, because if you're going to be a wild card these days, you've got to have somebody in your division to just beat up on all season, and you've got to win those games. I think that to win the Central, you're not going to need a big victory total. I think it's going to be fairly balanced. If I had to pick a team, I would pick St. Louis, but it's almost by default. Milwaukee's trying to retool a little bit. They're not bad. The Cubs might be a little better than we think they are, but again, pitching is going to be a key. I mean, you know, their two best starting pitchers are soft toss guys. Kyle Hendricks, who's the master of it, and Zach Davies now, who came over after a pretty decent year in San Diego last year. Is that enough in that division? I don't know. But if you end up with two teams in that division that can beat up on the bottom feeders, then all of a sudden you get these 90-plus win seasons that are maybe better numbers than the talent on the team shows. And you know, that could end up being the real key. I think the East is too strong to probably come up with a wild card team, because there's at least three, maybe four real strong teams. You can even make an argument for the fifth team in the Marlins, but if the couple of teams in the Central or the West can beat up on the bad teams, they've got a shot at the wild card.
You know, Paul, I want to stay in that Central with the Cubs. Of course, you got Rizzo, Bryant, and a whole host of other guys that could be free agents at the end of this year.
Yeah.
Do you feel the Cubs will stick with these guys and give them extensions, or do you think they're going to let them go?
I think they're going to pick their spots. I mean, it was obvious that Bryant was at least, I don't know if available is the word, but they were listening. They were listening. Wilson Contreras was another guy that fits into that. You know, a catcher like him is a heck of a commodity. I mean, the Giants have been spoiled for years with Buster. Contreras is sort of the next generation of that, a guy that's pretty solid behind the plate and a real good offensive player who's getting better. That's a commodity a lot of people could want. The Cubs claim, you know, they're claiming poverty. They're claiming they can't afford all these guys long term. I have a hard time believing that, but okay, say that's the case. They've got to make decisions. It seems like they've made the decision that Rizzo's a keeper. They want him there long term. Who else beyond that? It's hard to guess. And that becomes another factor. If the Cubs don't play well, if we get to the All-Star break and the Cubs are 20 games out, the fire sale starts. I mean, and that could change the makeup of the entire league.
Everybody loves the Cardinals, and I could see why. They're probably the most solid team, but they have Yadier Molina. Now, Posey is 34 years old today. Molina has signed an extension. They're talking about Molina being the greatest catcher ever, and I hear it, and I say, wait a minute. What happened to Carlton Fisk? What happened to Gary Carter? What happened to Roy Campanella? What happened to Yogi Berra? I mean,
Johnny
come on,
Mitch.
Yadier Molina is nice. But the greatest catcher ever, please.
No. You know, and there are people who will give you a strong argument that he's not a Hall of Famer. I'll pass judgment on that when I'm forced to in 5 or 6 or 7, whatever number of years, it is, depending on when he retires. But it's going to take a lot of soul-searching on that one. He's one of those guys whose defense and the intangibles outweigh a lot of his offensive numbers. But regardless of that, okay, he's an icon with his franchise, and he's one of the best catchers of his era. I'll go that far, but that's as far as I'm going. But, you know, that's a nice, solid team. And like I said, I'm giving offense a little bit more credence this year when I'm assessing teams they're going to win. And you throw Arenado in there with Goldschmidt. I like Dylan Carlson, the young outfielder, who's got a real shot at being Rookie of the Year. You know, they've got a pretty nice club. Again, I don't think they're as strong as some of the teams in the East. I don't think they're as strong as the Dodgers. We'll see if they're as strong as the Padres. But again, by default, they're probably the best team in that division.
Well, we're going to take a quick break. Paul White is with us and come back. And, Paul, I'm going to ask you to pick your pennant winners and your division winners. You do this for us every year. We've been doing it for 20 years together. So when we come back, Paul will give us his division winners and probably his World Series winners as well. We'll do that right after this. All right, it's the moment we wait for. Paul White is with us with Bill and I. Paul, your division winners, and let's hear what's on your mind.
Okay, I've never gone into a season with less confidence in this, and like I said, I have no idea what to expect with pitching. All right, well, let's do the other league first. American League, I'm going to go with Toronto in the East. This is Tampa Bay's down year. Every 3 or 4 years, they have to retool. You want a teamwork, it all go wrong. I picked the Yankees for that team. I'll take Toronto in the East. In the Central, I'm going to contradict myself here by going with pitching. Nobody's talking about Cleveland. Terry Francona is a master. They always have more pitching than everybody else. I think they can outpitch the Twins. I think they can outsmart the White Sox. Great, great division. Great race. I'll take Cleveland. And in the West, I think Houston's still strong. They've got Alvarez back in the middle of their order. Bregman, they've still got all those offensive pieces. A decent pitching staff. There's nobody else that gets me excited in the West. Of course, the A's never get me excited and prove me wrong every year, so they'll probably do that again. In the West, or in the National League, I'll start in the East. I'm going with Washington. Nobody wants to talk about them. They're loaded up again. They've got those kids, Soto and Robles. They've got Josh Bell, who's ready for a big season. They've brought in Kyle Schwarber's going to have a big year there, I think. They still got Scherzer, Strasburg, and now John Lester's only asked to be a number three guy. I think they're better than the rest of the teams in that division. I'll take the Cardinals, as I said, by default. I'll take the Dodgers just on the sheer weight of their talent.
All right. Now, all right, we got the division winners. Who's going to be opening the World Series? How's that going to go?
Well, I'm going to go back to something we saw a couple years ago. We got to settle this again. I'm going back to another Washington-Houston World Series.
All right. Is Strasburg okay? I haven't, you know, being out here,
well,
you never know.
It's hard to tell. You know, they say he's fine. His last outing was horrendous statistically. He got batted around. You know, they gave him the, oh, well, it's, you know, it's that little dead arm period of spring, and he's just working on some stuff. We'll see. That concerns me. You're right. But Atlanta's got the same situations with their young pitchers. Soroka's not going to start the season. We'll see about the Mets. Everybody wants to talk about them. That's a great division. But I think watching over the long haul might have too much.
How about the Phillies?
No, I don't think they're there yet. I think they've got to retool that pitching staff. I love Nola. They've got a lot of bullpen issues. They've run in a whole bunch of guys through there. Offensively, I think they'll be as good. I think they could be a legit contender in the Central. I think they'll have a tougher time in the East.
You know, one team, Paul, I want to throw to you is, what about the Marlins? Miami's loaded with a lot of young talent.
Oh, I love that young pitching staff. Pablo Lopez and Sixto Sanchez, Eliezer Hernandez. Yeah, I mean, great young kids. I mean, they were a little bit of a, you know, they were the surprise last year. They stuck into the playoffs. I think they were one of those teams last year that if it was a full season, they would have been fun for a while. They would have faded down the stretch, but they were lucky there was no stretch. So they hung on. I think they grew up a lot. I think there might be that little half step back, and they have to face the full season. And again, they've got to be careful with that pitching staff. You know, you don't want to throw too much at those kids coming off the year where they only pitched 50, 60 innings.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll wrap it up with this. Who has more home runs, Joey Gallo or Aaron Judge?
I'm going Joey Gallo. He's
really?
Having just okay. He's, yes, yes. I'm still not sure how that ballpark plays, the new one in Texas, exactly. But I just think the whole Yankee thing is just, I have no solid ground to base this on, but I think it's the disaster waiting to happen. I think, you know, they get off to a slow start. You have a few guys hurt here and there, and all of a sudden it just all falls apart. I don't think they're going to go with, you know, they'll be in contention. They might have a shot at the wild card, but I think it's going to be a lot more difficult year than they think.
Boy, that's going to be a story. Well, great having you on. I appreciate it. And we'll catch up with you once we get rolling here and see what your thoughts are. But always a pleasure to have you on, Paul.
Yeah, thanks,
Paul.
Thank
you so much.
Okay, no problem. Have a great season, guys.
All right. Yeah, we've got more to talk about. Boy.
That's good stuff.
If let me tell you, if the Yankees fall apart, and Lindor gets signed by the Mets, and the Mets take over the back pages of New York.
Yeah.
That will be a baseball story.
That's a good story, too.
Wow.
I could see that happening, too, Mark.
God, okay.
The Mets are tough. Mets are loaded, man.
I know. Yeah. All right,
we'll
boy. We gotta,
that's what's
we'll
great about the first day coming up.
We'll have fun with this tomorrow, too, because this, and you'll have fun on the postgame show with this stuff. This is the time of year we like to make our predictions, so it's going to be fun to do that. All right, you're listening to KNBR 104.5 and 680. Bruce Jenkins next, right here on the Sports Leader.